Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the state championship edition of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing in St. Simon's. We're here each and every week. We've been here all season long, 7 o'clock for the entire season and throughout the playoffs and championship. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome for the head coach and the Region 2 AAA Coach of the Year, Brandon Derrick. Man, that felt good to say.
And, you know, again, players do all the work. We just try to put them in a position to make plays, and they've done a good job all year. They've done a really, really good job, and it's been an exciting time. And they performed probably about as good a football team as I've seen perform the last 4 weeks of the season as that I've coached. They played up to their potential and did their job really, really good.
Well, congratulations. Let me just get a couple things out of the way here, everybody. The GISA Region 2 AAA Coach of the Year, Brandon Derrick. The GISA AAA Coach of the Year overall. The state championship head coach, GISA AAA. And by the way, if you were not keeping score or track, the championship game was on 6 years to the date the first championship by Frederico was won. 6 years to the day you bring home the trophy for the second time. Let's start there. All these awards, all these titles, congratulations, but 6 years to the day, you have this trophy sitting in front of you back at Frederica now.
And you know, it's a process, and we've been working that way since we took over, and you know, at the end of the night, when it hit 00 up there, as I think the biggest thing everybody asked was, how do you feel? You know, and one of those things, you kind of felt like we should be there. So a little bit of the weight of the world fell off my shoulders, but also the excitement for all the kids and the community, because as soon as the horn sounded, I turned around and looked back, and I realized it was a little bit bigger than what we do every day. And I thought, man, these people, they're into their football. I knew in the South, you got it, but we had a huge crowd. And they were all fired up and excited. So it was huge, you know. And I thought, what a wonderful way to end it. We played about as good a football game as I've seen us play in 6 years there, and we did it really good in the championship game.
Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never seen a team in the high school level dismantle another team like you did. Well, X's, O's, offense, defense, special teams. You guys served it up royally.
Well, we, you know, spent a lot of hours on the X and O part. And on Monday, I still didn't feel real comfortable with some of the things. And then Tuesday, we were pretty close. Wednesday, I felt pretty good. Thursday, after 55 plays of running a script and run through, I felt really good, because I felt like the kids really, really were dialed in and ready to go. I just didn't know how good. If you would have told me we was going 48-0, I might have giggled and walked off. I thought maybe we were probably two or three touchdowns better than them, but 48-0, that's a strong performance.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And let's break down the game a little bit, Coach. Five different players had touchdowns. 7 points in the first, 21 points in the second, 13 in the third, 7 in the fourth quarter. We talked last week, get up early. Now, what was your goal to get up early? 14 points, 21 points? Where was that benchmark of saying we're up enough?
We we felt like if we got up 14 points, we put them behind the eight ball because they were they relied on running the football. Is there ever, the next question I have to ask you, is there ever enough? I don't know if there is ever enough.
That was the answer I first expected.
You know, I think once we got up 14, we felt pretty good that the defense was probably not going to give up anything. It was going to be a tough and challenging night. But and then they got us the ball right back, and we went down and scored, and then we scored again right before the half, be up 28. When I was walking in, probably at halftime, I probably looked like Cheshire Cat with a big grin on my face from ear to ear. Because I knew what was going to be the first play in the second half. No one else did. So, you know, I just thought at that point, we might as well go put the lights out and let's just get it ready to go.
Well, five different players, touchdowns. Jalen Simpson, 12 of 15 on the night, 184 yards, two touchdowns. Outstanding. Passing, setting it up, running the offense. He's been great all season long, but that was an amazing capsule of the game for him.
Well, you know, I had made the comment earlier in the week. I may not have made it out loud. I may have texted it to one of my other analyst coaches that I felt like we needed to throw it 25-plus times, and we only threw it 15. So, but we weren't throwing the ball deep down the field. We were just throwing a one-yard route and catching it and getting 8, 9, 10 yards. And then we hit a couple. You know, then we hit the big one right there in the second half, which was a thing of beauty. But we knew that they were going to give us some stuff, and the kids executed it to perfection. We run the outside game really, really wide, and we got some big plays on the outside run game, on the sprint game, and then we just hit the one-yard routes out there, and we put the ball in our athletes' hands. And, you know, as they were saying on the whatever live feed all that was, we had a team full of Michael Vicks. Well, that's your problem. Our problem is we're going to try to get it to every one of them, and I thought every kid out there Friday night played outstanding, you know, not just the skill kids, but our offensive line did a great job. Our defensive line, our linebackers. I mean, there was not a weakness Friday night with us out there playing. No. It was pretty amazing watching those guys play and how they performed. It was just, I don't know. As I walked out of the locker room before the game, I just kind of laughed and I told myself, "Let's just go play. Let's have fun." And I wasn't nervous. I was at ease. I guess it's because I worked with these kids and I felt like they were at ease and they were ready to go play and they executed a great game.
The last thing you said at the pep rally, by the way, was, guys, a wise person told me, relax and play the game and have fun.
Yeah.
How much did that help you? Honestly, how much did that little final talk to you help you to do what you just said?
Well, that was the thing. As soon as I stepped on the turf, I stopped for a minute, just looked around. You know, I didn't tell any of the kids or anything. I just kind of looked around. You know, I think for me, kind of cleared my head and said, you know, let's go play. It's going to be a game. We're going to get 50 plays. And I didn't think that in 50 to 55 plays that they could keep us from scoring at least three or four times.
We got a lot more coming up on this championship edition. More to come here. The Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back after a couple words from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, You will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet Mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. You're listening to the championship edition of the Coaches Show tonight. 48-0, the championship win over John Millage. And let's go back to the game a little bit. Balanced attack was a big thing. 5 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. You had Sheffield, Simpson, Brunson, Jackson, Veal all score on the ground. The opponent did not know who to key on at all the entire game.
Yeah, you know, we've done that all year long. We've not been a one-trick pony going into it at any of it. So it wasn't, you know, I don't know. It wasn't like we game planned to get 5 or 6 guys the ball. It was just, that's just our plan. If you're the weakest link over there, we're going to pick on you. Sorry. And it's just you get your number dialed up. And we knew that there were some areas that we could hit them in, and we did. And then when, as we got them kind of spread out, we knew we could attack them a little bit up inside. And the first conversations after the first 2 series was to talk to the O-line. Can you beat your guy? Are you winning your match? What do you think? And they were, the offensive line was great, because as soon as they came over, they're like, Coach, they're not running up field. They're just working sideline to sideline. So let's zone them and run them, and let's get them up in there. And so those are some of the things that we did, because I tried to run trap right down there on the goal line right after Jayshon made the long run and run a trap, but it didn't work because they weren't running up field. And so we just went back to running the jet, running in our zone and our counter stuff a little bit. And it busted some big runs up in there. But when you throw the ball as well as we threw the ball Friday night, it loosens up the secondary and it makes them have to spread out a little bit. And they were trying to put – they were taking a linebacker out of the box to try to get over our 3-receiver side, and they were moving their free safety over the 3-receiver side. So they're trying to play 4 over 3, and that left us a little bit of an opening in the backside there. And we were able to execute that, and we knew they were going to try to do some things. And once they started moving – we just started having fun then, because we knew what we could call and what we could do in certain formations.
You know, we often focus on the field. Let's talk about your sideline. What's it like on the sideline for your team on championship game when your score is going and going, every play is clicking? What was it like on the sideline for the players? Were they paying attention? Were they kind of just lost in the haze and the daze? Or what was the sideline like?
I think the first series or so, we were a little bit, you know, we were a little bit in awe. The lights seemed to be brighter. The field seemed to be a lot prettier. The stadium was a lot bigger. So we were in a little bit of awe that first series. And then after we started, you know, and it's kind of like I told them, that adrenaline's going to eventually run off. Just play through it. Just keep playing. And they did. And then they realized we were just playing football. And what they realized then was, we're just much, much better than them. So let's go beat them up. And the kids did it. I thought the attention, the detail was remarkable Friday night with all the kids. I mean, God, we talk about the offense, but Lord mercy, the defense just, they've been the cornerstone. And our defensive line up all night was just beating them to death. Cameron Gardner was in the backfield doing his job, squeezing everything, busting it up. He had a bunch of tackles for loss. He was creating some havoc up there. Lachlan and Will Counts makes the big play on the fake field goal, you know, makes that tackle right there on that one. And then the linebackers were just flying all over the place, making plays. And I thought JT and Deke did a great job of hammering the power game on the outside, turning it back inside. And Harry and Josh just kind of flew around and made plays. And when they wanted to throw the ball, it's hard to throw to a receiver that got shoved on his back, because our DBs was playing man-to-man and just beat them up. So hard to throw to somebody laying on their back.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk more about that defense for a second. Because Dick Jernigan, 5 solo tackles. A junior, 5 assists, 1 interception. Josh Meadows, a sophomore, 6 solo tackles, 7 assists. And he also had a sack late in the ballgame and made a statement with that sack. It was a powerful move. First of all, they're underclassmen. Let's talk about the future of Frederica for just a second. We're celebrating the championship, but these guys both showed us and other underclassmen that this team is now their team for the future.
Man, you know, I felt like the seniors did a great job of creating that blueprint, what we need to do. There's going to be times when you're going to take on water, you're going to be in choppy seas, it's going to be rough, there's going to be adversity, and there's going to be outside noise, and there's people not always going to agree with what you think, what we do, but they zoned it out, they tuned it out, and the seniors showed these guys what to do, and we've seen that all year. Early on, we faced a ton of adversity with injuries, and then those young guys, you know, just to play. They, you know, the thing was for them was to just go play and make plays, and if you mess up, at least mess up going 100%, and they did that, and I thought that, you know, the seniors did a very good job of keeping everybody focused down the stretch run, but these young guys have played a ton the first 5 or 6 games because of injuries and things like that, so, you know, I don't think that, you know, as everybody thinks, oh, we're going to be decimated, I think we're going to be a very solid football team. We get a few people here and there, and who knows? I'm not guaranteeing anything. I don't guarantee anything in life, but I think we're going to be a solid football team in the next few years to come.
The drop-off will not be as drastic as many thought it might be.
Well, you know, we're losing 10.
Yeah.
10 really, really good seniors, but at the same time, we got some really good underclassmen that's got to get in the weight room and get to work and get ready. So, you know, they know what's in front of them. They know that 19 weeks of practice is a long, long season, so that's one of those things they do understand.
Let's talk about the second half. There was that energy coming out. There was that feeling that get the ball, go deep, and just finish the game. And then we have the double reverse flea flicker, and Brunson is open almost 10 yards ahead of his opponent, and it's the most beautiful executed play. Talk us through, first of all, why did you pick the play? Why did you choose to go with that? And how has that been? Because you told me it hasn't been pretty in practice.
You know, practice? Come on. Practice? No, it's just been something that we've actually had that. I've had that offensive play in my repertoire for about 11 years. We used to run it at Glen. We've run it everywhere and brought it over here. And it was one of those things as we were walking into the locker room, I was kind of grinning, knowing kind of what I was going to run. And then Coach Mathis, he goes, what's going to be the first play out of the second half? And he goes, I'm thinking of one. What are you thinking? And then another coach came down there and put his arm around and said, I know what it is. And I said, yeah. And I said, we're going to run. I would tell everybody what it is, but then everybody knows. You know, can't yell it out. My wife finally asked last night. She's looking over the wristband and stuff. She goes, so what's the trick play called? And who cares? It's Bucks 1.
Bucks 1. That's officially it now. Okay, it's out now.
Specifically designed for McIntosh Academy when we drew it up. That's how it got its name, Bucks 1, because they were such an aggressive defense that they would run one way and run the other. We'd flip it back, boom, touchdown. It goes back to saying, back when we practiced it way back when at Glen, one of the kids said, Coach, that'll never work. And it's worked. It's worked. We hit it that night, and we actually ran it twice against them in the same game, and it worked. We just threw it to different people, and they didn't know what was going on. But it was funny that when you look at it, it's been one of those plays that's went with us for a long time. And every coach there was like, oh, yeah, Bucks 1. And sure enough, it was a thing of beauty. Patrick ran right under it. Jalen laid it up, and it was beautiful. O-line blocked it to perfection.
Well, it's a highlight reel for everybody. It's a great memory for everybody, and it definitely made a statement in the third quarter to open up. We've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to come right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaching Show, the State Championship Edition, right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in just a moment.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simon Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location, Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island. And this segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. By the way, we want to say thank you to Nat's for making this such a great environment every week to come out here. The staff has been great. The food has been great. It's been the perfect location to have this, so thank you, the Nats, for having us out here. One last question about the championship game. I'm going to shift gears and some other stuff. We've got plenty to talk about, but you're not done coaching yet. There is a different vibe of you calling plays. I'm used to the muddle huddle. I'm used to you guys. Again, the banner on the sideline was put the foot down on. But they were checking their armbands a lot, and you're going at a different pace. You did not just put the foot down and go. You seemed like you were at a controlled, fast pace. What did you do differently? Why did you make that adjustment?
Well, I think they had sent some coaches to scout us before we played them in game nine, and they took notes on what we were calling. So I went to the wristband so nobody could tell, because we hadn't used the wristband all year. We just kind of used our code words. Which aren't very complicated. It's football. It's keep it simple, stupid type stuff. And so I felt like we needed to go with the wristband, but I slowed it down just a little bit because I was trying to evaluate all the information that was being poured into my head through that headset from Coach Thomas and the guys up top, because they were telling me a lot of things and what people were doing, how they were lining up. So me, you know, I speak kind of slow, process a little bit slower. So it was one of them things that I was just trying to process all the information to get it out there. And I thought we did a really good job of calculating everything and hitting it on all cylinders pretty much all night long.
And it did feel more calculated instead of just put the foot down. That's probably the best word for it.
Yeah, it was much more calculated than just go, 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 go. The only time that we were trying to go, go, go was right after Jayshon made the long run. And Jalen was running over there. He was wanting to run something really, really fast, because once you get somebody a little winded, he wants to snap the ball as soon as they blow it into play. And that was the only time really we weren't as calculated as we had been all night.
Well, we mentioned at the top of the show, you are the Region 3A Coach of the Year. You now have, let's hear it for him. That's not a small thing at all. And you have the All-Star Game coming up this Friday. They have now finally announced the roster. Make sure I got everybody right here. Simpson, Sheffield, Brunson, Veal, Jackson, Tyndall, However, Jackson is going to be on the red team.
Yeah, thanks.
You got the coach against Jackson, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't really.
How does that feel?
It's not good. It's my kid over there, so it's hard. You know, but it's a fun thing, and the kids have a good time. So, you know, I just want to go out and have a good time and enjoy the moment.
Tell us about the process. But you've been Wednesday. The reason we're doing the show here tonight on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, you have special duties now to take on that role. Tell us about what's going on and how this is going to play out. What's really going on behind the scenes?
Well, I'll be leaving in the morning at 7:45 a.m. to drive to America's because it's such a lovely drive. And then I will be getting there at 12 o'clock. I'll get all the room assignments. We've got to hand out all the rooms. They'll stay there Wednesday night. We'll practice a couple times Wednesday. We'll practice three times probably Thursday. And then we'll get up and practice Friday morning, do a little walkthrough at lunch, and then play the game on at Friday night about 7:30. So it's a relaxed type thing. It's nothing, you know. We're not going out there and trying to kill each other. We're having a good time. We're all in this together. So it's very relaxed. Nobody's going to get fired over the All-Star game. Thank goodness.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. A couple more mentions we have to bring out here. Jalen Simpson today was the main player of the region. That's a nice honor.
Yeah.
Speak about Jalen again, just a little bit, Brandon.
Well, you know, he battled through some injuries early on, and then he came in. And I thought offensively, you know, he did a really good job of running the offense and saying he threw for right at 1,500 yards. He had 15 touchdown passes, two interceptions. He ran seven touchdowns and probably would have ran a lot more had I ran him, but I didn't run him as much as he wanted to run. And I was like, no, we got guys that can get out there and do it. And then, of course, the thing that made him, I think, so much is because he plays both sides all the time. And he had four interceptions as a safety, 60-something tackles, you know. And he just had a really good year. He had a solid year. But, you know, all of our guys had really, really good years that were on the all-region team and all-state. So those guys had tremendous did a tremendous job this year. So I was just very excited for all those kids.
You had 10 Knights make the all-region team, and then you had honorable mentions, and I do want to mention them, Dink Jernigan, Cole Henson, and JT Elliott make it as honorable mentions.
Yeah, we had 13 guys out of the 40 that they put up there for that thing. So 10 guys made all-region. It was pretty amazing, you know. I'm not the nicest guy. When you go to those meetings, I just kind of tell them, like, hey, my team's better than
surprise,
your team.
Surprise, surprise.
You know, I was like, my team's better than your team, so my kids should get in. So I had that yesterday, but it's just the way it is. And but I thought our kids performed at a very, very high level and did a very good job all year long.
So the All-States team, we have six players going All-State: Simpson, Sheffield, Brunson, Veal, Jackson, and Mike Tindall.
Yeah.
As well. Mike, of course, we talked about throughout the entire season, but Mike has led that offensive line outstandingly. He is the other coach, captain on the front line.
Yeah, and you know, they all deserve it. And you know, my thing is, when they do this, they go in here and all these coaches vote on it, and that's the way it is. I get it. Some people, I didn't see some of those guys play. I saw us play everybody, all the teams that we were supposed to play. And so you get to hear all these stats that other people get from their region. And sometimes I'm wondering, is it as competitive as our region? So, you know, you had, I think, 32 kids get on the All-State team, and we had six of them make it. And, you know, I felt like all of our kids, all 10 of our region kids should have been. I stood up and told them that. I thought my 10 was better than anybody else's 10 in the room. So, and man, that might not have helped me get any votes, but I went through all of our stats and told all of them. And I thought our kids were all deserving for All-State recognition. And we had six make it and three that were honorable mention. But I thought that all of ours were very deserving, and they did a great job all year long.
One of the last questions of the night. We have the trophy here. Hold it again, man. What does this mean to you? Yeah. What does it mean if you hold that in your hand, and what was it like to hold it up high on the field after the win? Take us back.
Well, I was asked that question the other day. What it means now is I don't have to wear the same outfit on Friday as I've been wearing for the last 4 weeks. And I can go get a haircut, finally, because I'm superstitious. But To win this is it's a great accomplishment, and it's not so much as I get to hold it and keep it and put it in my house, but it's a great accomplishment for all the kids that were out there and played, and for what they did. They did an outstanding job. Again, Friday night, you know, I just kind of got the bus scheduled and the meals ready, and they went and executed and played really, really well. And those guys, this cements their legacy.
Yeah.
They've won 3 region championships back-to-back-to-back, and they've won the state championship this year to cement. They put the exclamation point on it, and something that nobody can take from them, and that's what it's all about. I even met with them yesterday and told them thanks for all the memories. You know, it wasn't always fun, but, boy, it sure was worth it in the end.
You had never won a championship prior to coaching. You had never won one as a coach. What does this mean to you personally as we wrap up our year and your final thoughts and comments on 2018?
You know, I lost 2 of them in high school. I played for them football and baseball my senior year in high school. And on Friday going up, all the guys that I pretty much played with texted or emailed and was like, or, you know, on Facebook, hey, go get them, win one, you know, da-da-da. And, you know, I thought, when you win it, it'll take that void away. And it doesn't really take the void away. It just says, hey, you created another spot. God gave me 2 hands, so I hope to be holding another one up pretty soon, too. So that's our goal. You know, you win one, you dang sure don't want to hold a second one. So, and I think that for us, it just means that a ton for our community. And, you know, I have to thank all the parents and all the people that support Frederica Academy football. And, of course, our wives, because they spend countless hours by themselves running after small kids. I'm blessed because mine's 18, but they spend countless hours away from us, and we spend a lot of hours preparing kids and spending and pouring in to other kids, not just our own, you know. I've got the greatest cheering section around. So at the same time, I just, you know, there's so much that goes on. Our admin, our cheer coach, Coach Zimmerman's been, she's always here. Adam's always making sure we're healthy, you know. Coach Nash is always, he's got to deal with the game day stuff everywhere and all the madness behind the scenes. And, you know, it's one of those things that there's a lot that goes on. Everybody else just gets to see the lights come on in the game, and I just want to thank all them. And of course, the assistant coaches, Friday night sometimes gets a little heated. It was kind of funny. We were talking the other night after the radio show. I said something, and then somebody said something on the headset, and Coach Barnes and then I made a comment one play later that, wow, we're on the same page. And Coach Barnes is like, dude, 2 plays ago, we were on 2 totally different ends, and all of a sudden, 2 plays now, we're all on the same page. And so it's kind of crazy when you're out there, and those guys do a good job of kind of tuning me out, but also listening at the same time, going, oh, he's having one of those fits, and then, oh, he said something smart out of that. We need to jot that down. So my assistant coaches, those guys are outstanding in that. They build relationships and work with the kids, and I can't ask for a better group of guys in all this community. It's much more than just the football trophy. I have learned that. It's much, much more than that. It's about the kids. We're in the kid business. And, you know, you don't – this thing will collect dust, and we can all come back and look at it, and we can all put our rings on and look at them. But the lessons that they learned while having to earn this was what they take with them throughout life. And I hope that at some point in time that it's made them a better man when they get older, and a better father, and a better husband, and that's the biggest thing about it. You know, if I've done that, I'll be a champion in everybody's heart. So at the end of the day, it's all about your legacy. What have you left? Is it that state championship trophy, or is it how you've been impressed for them kids? So I'll take the latter before I take the trophy. So I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Again, it's been an honor this season to be back with you folks and to bring you the coaching show every Wednesday night. I want to say thank you to Bishop Media for making this all possible for us. And again, round of applause for Nats Landing and for the great wait staff and for letting us be out here That's going to do it for 2018 in the Frederica Academy Coaching Show, the championship edition. Congratulations to Coach Brandon Derrick and the team. And again, for Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Rich Bontrager saying so long, good night, and we'll see you back out of the field next season.